It is 6 o'clock, and we are starting the Gemara right after the Mishnah of Chafayim and Aleph. The Mishnah said somebody brings a get from Dinas Hayam, and he has to say, the Shliach has to tell us that he watched the writing and the signing. And Rashi brings one of the two Pshatim in the Gemara and Gittin because of Lishma, because in Babel they weren't knowledgeable about the halacha of Lishma. In order for it to work, the shliach had to testify. And why the shliach is believed is a whole sugya in Gittin, because the chayri is only one aid. Since when do we believe one aid? The Gemara deals with it in Gittin extensively, on that base of the base. So we don't have to worry about it now. But whatever reason it is, without the shliach saying b'fanenechtem, we would not be able to use this get. The get would not be valid, and the poor woman would not be able to get married. So this shliach, by his saying that he watched it be written and signed, is validating the get for all practical purposes. So if he turns around and marries her, it looks suspicious. So the Gemara time of the Medina Tayyam, the only reason we don't want him to marry her is because he brought the get from an outside country. Now, Lake is Samchidon, because we are relying on him. Abu Me'aret Yisrael. But if he would have brought the get within Eretz Yisrael, where there's no halacha b'fanenechtem, a shliach can bring the get without saying b'fanenechtem. The lav alek is samchinon. We are not relying on him. He says ishtai. He could get married to that woman. That's not what it seems to be. Because the Mishnah said, maybe get medinas hayam. That means the Mishnah is stressing the fact that he is the one that's validating the get by saying b'fanenechtem. But if it's a regular delivery boy, we would let him get married to her. The problem is, v'mase, when a guy comes in and testifies that the woman's husband died, the lav alek is samchinon. We are not only relying on him, we also are relying very strongly on the fact that the woman will do her independent investigation before she relies on the one witness. So we're not relying on him, we're relying on her investigation. And there it says he can't marry the woman he testified that her husband died, because we're afraid that it's not true. But there's an independent investigation by her, and she validated that what he said is true. So why is that different than being a delivery boy? He's a delivery boy of the news, which she validates. So if she's validating it, why are we banning him from marrying her?
We don't have that investigation here.
Again, all we're trying to say is, when he delivers the get, we let him marry her. If he doesn't have to say b'fanenechtem. Yet when he comes in and says the woman's husband died, even though there's independent verification of that by her, we don't let him marry her.
He can't marry her.
So the question is, why by mace don't we let him marry her? And here by get, if there's no b'fanenechtem, we do let him marry her.
You still have two signatures on the get, right?
And for the Gemara. Here there's a get. He's just a delivery boy. There, he triggers her investigation. It's not that there's any other independent verification. It's he's coming to say that the husband died, so she investigates. The bottom line is he's still a major player. A delivery boy is a much more minor player. He's delivering a written get of two Adam. Here, he's delivering a piece of news which triggers her independent investigation. But he is part of the thing. Without an Eid Echad, it doesn't work. The time I've been getting the Mishnah, Shaksav Mechi, there's a written document here signed by Adam that proves it. Therefore, we're not afraid of hanky-panky. Rashi.
So when he comes from out of town, we are?
Because there he has to validate it.
Yeah, he's the
guy. But again, so without his validation, it's an invalid get. Right. Without him, it's nothing. The Ksav works because of him, Rashi. I'm a marriage to Yisrael. I maybe get married to Yisrael. Ain't Tzarech Lemmer b'fanenechtem. But Meis, the loyal is in Mechino, we don't rely on him. The Chiyomer Meis, Baal, but the Shari Rabbanu L'Achar, that which Shari Rabbanu L'Suvah L'Achar, well, we don't rely on him. The Amar Barba Perik Isha Rabba, Isha Rabba is the 10th Perik of Yevamos. There are two Periks of Isha. One is bigger than the other, so we call it Isha Rabba, the bigger Isha.
Why is an Eidecha Neman to marry off a woman? She checks it out. Until she knows that he died for sure. So the question is, why is any different than his bringing delivery a get not from Chutzlar? The answer is, Ma ben get mamisa, behamei mitran. This statement of Ma ben get mamisa is a Mishnah in the second parak in Gittin. It says there, Avan Roshim she'en in the manas lem ben beis vaylo. There are five women that we don't trust them to testify that a woman's husband died. Really, an aid achat neman to tell a woman that her husband died, it can be a woman. It doesn't have to be a man aid. But there are five women that we assume have a hatred to this woman, and therefore we can't trust their testimony because they would lie to mess up this woman's life. Who are these five women? Chamaisa, her mother-in-law. Mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law usually don't get along. The mother-in-law would say her son died, so her daughter-in-law should go get married and be an anxious ass and get married and messed up. Viaventa, her sister-in-law. Meaning, if two brothers are married and one of them doesn't have children, the other brother's wife sees her as a potential problem. A potential problem, meaning maybe she figures this woman's husband will die and my wife will marry her. My husband will marry her and she'll be my co-wife, a future co-wife. Therefore, it is automatically an animosity. So this woman will lie, say that her brother-in-law died, so this woman should do yibum and then get messed up when her husband really comes back. So it's kedai for her to lie to mess up her sister-in-law. The Tarasa, a co-wife, ubat baila, a husband's daughter from a different marriage, usually hates her stepmother. Nemanas lahavigita. It only lists four over here. They're believed to bring the get. Even if they have to say before the nechtam, before the nechtam. And the Mishnah answers, my baget lamisa. We don't trust them to say that the husband dies. Why do we trust them by the get? L'maisa, there is a get. And we're not really relying that much on her. So even there, we're matter even from the Medina Tayyam. Here we don't go so far. Here we say from the Medina Tayyam, we won't rely. But if there's a get, without having to have the testimony of b'vanei nechtam, we will let the aid marry her, the person marry her. Dr. Mishnah Veit, Dr. Gemar Veit, Mace, the guy comes in and testifies that Reuven died, or Haraktiv, he says, I killed Reuven, or Harignuhu, or he says, we killed Reuven, lo yisas ishtai, we don't let that person get married. Correct the Gemara. Who knew Dolayisa? He can't marry her. Ha'achar Dolayisa's ishtai. Ha'achar Tinosei. It's Mashma from the Tanakhama, right? That we don't let this guy marry her, but we let her get married. So if somebody comes in and says Reuven died, or Reuven got killed, I killed Reuven, or we killed Reuven, we don't let him marry her. Mashma, that we let her get married. Question is, problem here is, the halacha is, Rabbi Yosef said, that if somebody walks into Bezin with Reuven, two Eidim come into Bezin, one of them says, and the other one concurs, that Reuven forced himself upon me and a homosexual act against my will. And the other aid corroborates that. That means Shimon and Levi walk in and say that Reuven forced himself on Shimon against Shimon's will. So Shimon and Levi are the aidim to an act by Reuven. That Reuven committed a homosexual act, was warned, Chai Misa. Right? Now, one of the aidim is the victim. So we believe them. There's no reason to assume that they're testifying. They're testifying that Reuven committed a homosexual act with Shimon. Shimon can be one of the Adam. Now, that's if he says, can I just, we'll get there in a second. Right, that's if he says, that it happened against Shimon as well. What if Shimon walks in with Levi and says, Reuven and me had a, what's the name of them? They both agree, a, what?
Consensual
homosexual act. And Levi corroborates that and says Reuven was warned. Did they get Reuven killed? Dr. Yosef, no. Shimon is a Rasha. Shimon is saying he consented to his homosexual act. He's a Rasha. So how can he be a witness? So we throw the testimony out. Our question is, if a guy comes in and says, I killed Reuven, hello, you're a Rasha. How can we rely on you to let this woman get married? The Mishnah says, if a guy walks in and says, I killed Reuven, we don't let him marry Reuven's wife. But if somebody else can, that means you're relying on his testimony to permit Reuven's wife to get married. He's a Rasha. He says he killed him. Right? It doesn't say he killed him by mistake. He killed him. And yet we let Reuven's wife get married. Why is that different than the guy who comes in and says, I consented to a homosexual act, and him and somebody else can corroborate the story and get Reuven killed? But sorry, we don't let a man kill Reuven killed. We throw it out. We say they're Rasha, he's a Rasha. Why is that different? That's the Gemara's question.
Once he died, what the case if he died? Why is he Russian?
No, we're going in the case of Haraftim.
Right.
Going in the second case.
Well, the third. Well, what's the third? Why?
The question of the Gemara is on the second case.
I understand. But why would there be any... So if he died, why can't he marry...
Because we're saying he made it up in order to marry her. Right? That's why by mates we don't let it. But somebody else can marry her. But by a Haraftim, how can we rely on the whole thing? He's a Rasha.
Is it from Yehuda's wife?
Question is on the Rabban, Tanakama.
Tanakama
says, if a guy comes in and says, I killed him, we don't let him marry her, but she can get married.
Then why doesn't he say like Yehuda?
That's the Kasha. L'chayra,
right.
It is a Rasha. I killed him.
What's in other mitzvahs from Rasha mean?
We don't. Exactly. Meaning we can't accept, you're right. But he's a Rasha, meaning we can't.
And Adam means he can't say negative about himself.
Anyway, wait 20 lines in the Gemara, 15 lines in the Gemara, we'll get back to that.
Why does Gemara say that? Why did you say my time in the Rabbana? Why is it bringing this whole thing, this Lashon? It's bringing it as though. It's the ultimate legacy in the Mishnah. My time in the Rabbana.
I don't know. Really, that's the question.
Rabbi?
Yes.
I'm sorry if someone already asked this, but why is it analogous to go from two witnesses with one potentially compromised to already just one and having him potentially compromised? Isn't that like a double leniency there?
Again, I can't hear Harvey when it's talking. Again, your question is again? What?
Again, the Gemara was analogizing to a case with a homosexual act where there was already one valid witness. Here,
as far as punishing the guy.
Right.
That one valid witness, meaningless, as far as punishing the guy. It would be more reason to believe it because there is another witness that's not compromised. Here,
no,
the only witness is compromised. He says, I killed him.
But I'm saying, that's exactly what I'm saying. So I'm saying, how are these cases analogous? At least there you have one valid witness. Here you start.
But we don't believe him over there. So it's a kavod chomer. Even there, when there's another witness, we don't believe because we say we can't accept a rush as a witness. So for sure, when he's the only witness, we can't accept him.
It just seems to me that we start off in this situation, unless I'm misunderstanding, with the ability of only one witness, just one witness, and even I know it's a couple.
Let me explain.
It's
in the case of a homosexual act, one witness is zero. It's a special halacha that if somebody says a woman's husband died, we accept one witness.
Yes.
That's the exception to the rule.
Yes.
In every other kind of case of that magnitude, one witness is zero. We need two witnesses. Our question is, when you need two witnesses, you cannot use a person who incriminates himself when he testifies. So how can you use a person who incriminates himself to be the one witness to permit the woman to get married?
Okay, I got it.
That's the question.
You explain the difference in Surin and the Nefashis. In Nefashis, Dina and Surin, right?
No, they're both the same. Permitting a woman to get married is Dina and Nefashis.
That's Nefashis.
You're letting her get married. She's an Asian fish.
Is there?
It's Damer Sheba Erba. There's no Isser there. It's Damer Sheba Erba. Talk to Gemara. Vamer Ajay, Tiplani Ravani Va'anzi, Huva Acham Itzar for the Hargan. Lutzaini, Rashahu. So the question is, how can we rely on this one witness, even to permit her to get married to somebody else? Rashi, to kill, if they say, if he says it was against my will, we believe him to kill the perpetrator. Right. There's big questions over here. Why should he be able to believe? Doesn't he hate the guy? A sine is puzzle. Right? There's all kinds of questions that the Rishayim have, but we're not going to get into it. We're just going to accept it for today.
Why don't we just say that he could have just said that he saw that he saw the maid?
He said haractive. The case in the Mishnah is haractive.
But once you kill somebody, you see the maid.
If he walked in and said, I saw the guy dead, we don't ask questions.
Exactly.
But he didn't say that. He said, I killed him.
But we have an idea where a person could have said a different thing.
Doesn't make a difference. Not when he says he's a Russia. He's a Russia. Let's say he had a record of being a Russia for somewhere else. We wouldn't believe him.
Right. This doesn't fall into Migo, though.
No, not to be an aide. Not if the guy's a Russia. Migo works on claims, not on witnesses. He's a disqualified witness.
When a lady, she says, I know my husband passed, she's believed, right?
Now, only if she knows it firsthand. Let me explain. A lady can come in and say, I saw my husband dead, and we believe her. Somebody else can come in and tell the lady, I saw your husband dead, and we believe him. And we say she will corroborate it by making an investigation. But no lady can come in and say, I did an investigation, and I think he's dead. I have circumstantial evidence to prove that he's dead. It's meaningless.
Okay.
Somebody has to come in and say, I saw the dead body.
Okay.
In walked Reuven and said, I killed this guy.
Right.
So the Mishnah says she can get married.
Of course,
he's a Russia. We can't listen to him. He's a zero.
But bar ishus
and it's a davar sheba erva.
I understand, but
why
can a lady do it?
Okay, let's go. Back to Gemara. The chitay mashayni edus ishu dekilavar rabbanan. Maybe you're going to say like Rabbi Cohn Tainan that by permitting a lady to get married, we try to be as lenient as possible, even to believe in Russia. As Avraham Cohn pointed out, because there is a separate corroboration by her own investigation. But Ba'amar Rav Menashe, but Rav Menashe told us, Gazlan de Devrayim Kashalei Desisha, a rabbinic robber, what word does he use?
A rabbinic thief.
Somebody who is a biblical thief, meaning he's a Russia biblically, so we see we do not make an exception to a Russia by Edus Isha. Because halacha is, a thief is Pasalaitis. There are biblical thieves, those who grab things from somebody else, and then the rabbinic thieves, people who gamble. They're called rabbinic thieves. We allow a rabbinic thief to be a witness for permitting a woman to get married, but not a biblical thief. Now, murder is at least as a biblical thief. So how can we rely on this murderer to be matri? He's no different than a biblical thief. Rashi. Top Rashi, Gazlan de Devrayim.
That's even better. It's even better. Gingerel. Any more than that? Gingerel.
Are you talking to me?
People that do pigeon races, Sakik Bakuvia, they play with these chips.
Dice.
The Tan Kalahin, the Shaynishik Sherla, Fading Sherla. The Lamar of Menashe, Zayt Merit, Gazel de Devrayim, right? It says a woman is not kosher, they're not kosher. But anything that a woman is kosher, we believe that. But a biblical Gazel is possible. Zakti Gemara, Neima, Rav Menashe, Damak Rav Yehuda. So let's answer. That's the Machloikis of Yehuda and Rabbanah. That the Rabbanah believe a biblical thief to be matter a woman, because to be matter a woman, we bend over backwards to be matter her. We're willing to accept a Russia. We'll break the rules. We'll take a Russia and we'll let him testify to be matter a woman. And Rabbi Yehuda says, sorry, we don't accept a Russia. Maybe that's the machloikis between the two Tanoim. That means Rabbi Menashe's statement that a biblical thief is not believed for a woman is dependent on a machloikis of Yehuda and Rabbanah. Zakti Gemara, Amalach Rav Menashe. So Rav Menashe answers you, no. I know that I'm going to have a little Rav. Rabbanah would agree with me. And a biblical thief is disqualified from testifying to permit a woman to get married. The time of Rabbanah and Hacha to the Rav. Well, let me explain Rav. Rav and Rav Yosef have a basic argument. A guy walks into bed, right? Two people walk into bed. And they say, one of them says, Reuven committed a homosexual act with me consensually. And the other guy says, Reuven committed an act with him consensually. Or he just says, Reuven committed an act with him. It makes no difference. Now, Rav Yosef says, we cannot accept witness number one because he just said that he's a Russia and he disqualified himself from testimony. Rav says, no person is a witness about themselves. And therefore, we can never accept testimony about a person, about himself. So we cut that part of the testimony off. And we hear Reuven committed a homosexual act. We don't hear the word consensually, because that's about the person himself. And there's no testimony about a person themselves. Ein other mason asmei Russia. We cannot listen to a person that incriminates himself. So we can cut that part off the testimony, and we only hear the part that says Reuven committed a homosexual act. Therefore, Rava says, we are willing to accept testimony without hearing the incriminating part. So when Reuven comes in and says, I killed Shimon, we don't hear I killed.
We're calling forward.
Let me just finish. Shimon was killed. That's what we hear. Because Reuven is not a witness, cannot be accepted to self-incriminate. Therefore, Rava says, we do something called palginan dibura. We split his words, except the non-incriminating part, without accepting the incriminating part. And therefore, that Rava argues in Rav Yosef. And Rava says, if two Adam come in, and one of them says, I had a homosexual act consensually, and the other guy says, they say, Reuven committed a homosexual act. Shimon says, with me consensually. And Levi says, he committed a homosexual act. So we cut off the consensually, and we have two Adam that say that Reuven committed a homosexual act, and we punish him. Shimon says he's a Russia. We can't hear self-incriminating things about a person themselves. We cannot classify him as a Russia because we don't believe a person to come and say he's a Russia. We don't believe it. Rav Yosef disagrees. Rav Yosef says, listen, you take half of his statement, you got to take the whole statement. If he says that Reuven committed a homosexual act, you got to hear the rest of it. And Rava says, no, you can cut off the incriminating part because we don't accept self-incriminatory statements. And we hear the other half without hearing this half. Same thing here. Reuven comes in and says, I killed Shimon. We hear killed Shimon. We don't hear I killed Shimon. We hear Shimon's dead. Because Reuven is not believed to say self-incriminatory statements. So that's what Rav Menashe says. That's what Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan are arguing. Rav Menashe says, everybody agrees to me that a biblical thief is disqualified. The question is this person a Rasha by his own testimony? The Rabbanan say, no. And Rabbi Yehuda says, yes. Machloikis, Rabbi Yosef and Rava, Rabbi Nasha says, is the Machloikis Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda? Rashi. Don't Rashi Rava? What?
Who else you can take part of the test? Who else you
can accept? Rava. Rabbi Yosef says, you take half, you take it all. Rashi. Let's read the word inside. I'm sorry. The time of Rabbanan Hachik is Rava. Dama Rava. Adam Karev Eitel Atzmai, Ve'in Adam Eitel Atzmai Rasha. Person's related to himself. And we can't accept incriminatory statements from a person about themselves. Rashi.
Doesn't throw away the whole Eitel.
No. That's called Pagina. That's the Machoikis, Rav and Rav Yosef. Rav Apologalei Rav Yosef. Amar Afilu Amar Proini Yuvani Lutzaini. Hu Ba'achar Mitzarev Lohargoi. Lurayveya. Why? The Kibush is Emes Chav of Eitel. He wants to testify by the other guy. We don't believe him on that part. The person does not become a Russia based on his own self incrimination. When a person admits he owes $1,000, we accept that like witnesses. It's self-incriminatory. That's true for money. But any punitive damages or malchus damages, we don't accept the person's own testimony. Last time thing. Okay. So according to Menashe, the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan is the machloikis Rabbi Yosef and Rava. Rabbi Yosef holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rava holds like Rabbanan. That's how Rabbi Menashe translates the machloikis in the Mishnah. Everybody agrees to me that a known Rasha by other people's testimony cannot permit a woman to get married. But if a person makes himself a Rasha, there you have a machloikis Rava and Rabbi Yosef. Do we accept half testimonies or not? Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't, and Rabbanan holds you don't.
He says Iraq accuses he's Meherak.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Just one second. Rabbi Chanan translates. See, usually Pagina and Deborah's we cut words off. Here you can't cut words off. So he calls it Pagina and Amanas. We cut the what we believe off. Yes.
Simply that in some cases murder is permitted.
No. It's not when the guy comes and says I killed him, no. Nobody has a right to kill somebody only in self-defense, and that's not the story here.
He didn't go into detail about how
he killed him. The Gemara doesn't answer that. It means the Gemara is saying that a rock to me if I killed him. Not in the case of when he was allowed to kill him.
What's the
Chazal?
Pagin
Deborah
is the derisive.
Chazal, according to Rava, Pagin and Deborah is the way it was taught in Sinai, correct?
Okay.
Because we only hear testimony. You by yourself is not testimony.
Every token they deep
war, I'll give you a case. It's really not analogous, but I'm trying to prove a point. A guy walks in and says, you know, Ruben committed a homosexual act and he ate sushi for supper. Is the sushi for supper pertinent to us? He ate sushi for supper and he enjoyed himself and, you know, and tell me a whole story. Rubin committed a homosexual act and then he went to listen to Joe Biden. You know what I mean? He wouldn't listen to Trump if he did that. He goes to Joe Biden, right? Would there be any value to that? Would that be considered testimony? No. That's not testimony. It's just self-incriminatory words are not testimony. That's what Rabbi's saying. They're not that shit.
Look at your coach, Jeff. The way you walk and talk and flow. So,
kill you and everybody.
You mean his words, a Rav can never be used, you mean? Like,
can't use any self-incriminatory statement. Rav Yaakov disagrees. He says you can't accept a half a testimony. You can't accept it's incriminatory, but you can't accept the rest either. I don't know where the basis is. Correct the Gemara, Lamer Rav Yaakov Dama Rav Yehuda. So it ends up that Rav Yaakov is like Rav Yehuda. Because he says now, the way Rav Nasi just explained it, Rav Yaakov holds that you can't split it up like Rav Yehuda.
I don't know.
I'm a Rav Yaakov. I'm not the army of Hillel Rabbana. I hold like Rabbana. The shiny agency that killed by Rabbana, Rav Nasi, I'm a Rav Yehuda. Rav Yaakov says no. Everybody agrees to me that we wouldn't split it up. I think the machlokes is, do we accept Rishoyim to say that one person died? Meaning, Rav Menashe is the one that told us that we don't accept the Rasha to say that a woman's husband died. That was Rav Menashe's statement. Rav Yehuda says, I think that's the machlokes of Yehuda Rabbah. Everybody agrees to me that we don't accept half statements. And therefore, the guy's a Rasha, and we can't accept his testimony. Except Rabbanan holds that when it comes to permitting a woman to get married, we listen to Rishoyim. Rav Menashe holds that we don't listen to Rishoyim. So he learns the machlokes is, do we split testimony or not? Meaning like this.
I'm going to get mute.
Rav Menashe said one halacha, Rav Yehuda said another halacha. Rav Menashe said we don't accept testimony from a wicked person to permit a woman to get married. Rav Yaitza says, who says that's true? That's the machloikas, Rabbanan Rav Yehuda. Everybody agrees. Let me explain to you again. There are two statements here. Rav Yaitza's statement and Rav Menashe's statement. If you take the two together, there's no way to permit this woman to get married. The guy came in, said, I killed him. According to Rav Yaitza, we have to listen to the whole statement. That means he's a Russia. Rav Menashe tells us a Russia can't permit a woman to get married. So, if you hold like Rav Yaitza and like Rav Menashe, you must agree to Rabbi Yehuda. Because how can you learn like Rabbi? How can we permit the woman to get married? We hear the statement that he says he killed her. He killed the husband. Makes him a Russia. Rabbi Menashe told us that a Russia is not believed. Combine the two, Rabbi Menashe and Rabbi Yosef, you have to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. You have no other choice. He's a Russia and a Russia is not believed. So Rabbi Menashe says, everybody agrees to me, Rabbanan hold like Rava, that we don't hear that he's a Rasha. But if we knew he was a Rasha, we wouldn't believe him. And Rabbi Yaakov says, everybody holds like me, and Rabbanan holds that we do believe a Rasha for an Eidus Isha. Each one learns that Rabbanan is disagreeing with the other statement. Rabbi Menashe says, everybody agrees to me that a known Rasha cannot be matra a woman. The reason Rabbanan are matra it, they don't hear the words that he's a Rasha. Because he's not allowed to self-incriminate. And Rav Yehuda holds, yes, he can self-incriminate. Rav Yaitza says, everybody agrees to me that if we hear the whole statement, Rabbanan holds, a Russian can be mounted a woman. Each one makes the machloikas about the other one's statement. I hope I'm explaining myself well enough.
So what about this differing him about this right to struck down?
That's nothing. That was just brought in. That's what Rav Menashe said. But in this case, this is the right, sir. Nobody's here as Rav Divrayim. That was just a side statement.
What about a cotton or
cotton's not
believed. A lady's believed.
Yes.
But the case of lady is because she realizes the severity of it, right? She's going to check into it, right? That means a lot of submission. That may mean.
Again. Lady doesn't mean only the wife. Any lady is believed.
What I'm trying to drive at is.
How about we do the Rashi? How about we do the Rashi before you drive, okay? Because I want to finish the Rashi. Rashi. Shiny Eidus Isha that killed by Rabbanan. Hilkachafil Rashi Nema. But not less by the Rav Menashe. I don't hold Rav Menashe Damahal the Divrei Torah Pasul. Rav Yaakov says, I disagree with Rav Menashe. I say to Rabbanan, say, we believe in Rashi. Rav Menashe Damahal Rav Yehuda. V'alki Matilkim Sugya. Rav Yaakov Mokim Rav Menashe Rav Yehuda. Rav Yaakov says, Rav Menashe holds like Rav Yehuda. Rav Menashe, Mukim Rav Yaakov Kerem Yehuda. And Rav Menashe says, Rav Yaakov holds like Rav Yehuda. Meaning, they don't
They say that the Machloekes Tanoim is the other one statement. Rav Menashe says they're arguing about whether we can take a half a statement. And Rav Yosi says the argument is whether Rosh is believed. Everybody learns that the Machloekes is the other one statement. I hope I explained myself well enough. Yes, now I'm listening to you.
What I'm trying to say is that Bishlema, a lady says, okay, you know what, if I don't check it out, this could really turn into a big problem. Okay, for some reason we're allowing it. But how does that transfer to a guy that says, I need Haragtim? Why are we taking that to him? What's he gaining? Why are we being makel for him?
I thought I answered that question again. Let's step back. A woman is not believed to say her husband's dead based on circumstantial evidence. Somebody's got to tell us that they saw a dead body. If a woman comes in and says, I have circumstantial evidence that my husband's died, we don't accept it, even though she knows all the consequences. Circumstantial evidence is not accepted.
She saw it.
Somebody has to see a dead body.
Or she saw it.
Then she is dead. That's not circumstantial evidence.
Right.
The reason we believe in Eidecha to tell a woman that her husband died is she will corroborate the testimony with her circumstantial evidence. She will launch an investigation and figure out that what the aid said is true. But we need somebody to have seen the body. The problem in this Gemara is the guy who saw the body was a Rasha. Because he said, I killed him. So he saw the dead body. He killed him. He's a Rasha. And Rav Menashe said that a Rasha is not believed in Beth. So therefore, we don't have anybody that saw the dead body that's meaningful to us.
The answer is, she checks out.
That's not enough. That's circumstantial. We need somebody to tell us he saw the dead body.
If someone else saw the dead body.
Who?
Look at a lady.
Then she testified.
And we say, what's the lump? Just because the wife.
Because again, she will corroborate the statement.
Right.
But we need one witness to have seen the dead body. We need somebody to tell us they saw the dead body. Here we have nobody.
So, but because of Paul Ginon, we still need more than just him saying it?
Because of Paul Ginon, we believe that somebody saw the dead body.
But do we need her also?
Every time we have an Eid Echa, we need her. We don't believe in Eid Echa to be matter a woman to get married. Chazal said, given the fact that there's one witness, supported by circumstantial evidence that she digs up, we're allowing her to get married.
So,
but if there's no one witness, no circumstantial evidence in the world can permit her.
Yeah, but doesn't have to check. Does she have to check on this?
Yeah.
The Gemara says she does. No woman is stupid enough not to check. So we assume that she checks.
We have a klal in Ephanemi Sur, right?
This is not it. It's a Davish
Amarva. I understand, but we have that klal in Ephanemi Sur.
It doesn't help here. It's a Davish Amarva.
I know that. What I'm trying to say is Ephanemi Sur, is it because, is there a factor why we do that?
Because the Torah says. Do you eat at home?
I try not to, but...
How do you know your wife's serving you kosher?
She went to Yavne.
How do you know she's serving you kosher? Maybe she bought it in a Trefa restaurant, in a Trefa store. How do you know the chicken she puts on the table is kosher? Because Eid Echa Nema Mitzurim. That's how you know it's kosher. It's like you can't eat it home. You're trusting your wife that she's serving you kosher. She's a woman. She's not believed.
She would have gone to most of the time.
Again, you're not answering the question. The answer is Eid Echa Nema Mitzurim. That's how we trust. That's why we trust people. It's not the Torah said you got to trust people. If not, you never get anywhere. No two witnesses that tell you that your wife bought kosher meat. Eid Echa Nema Mitzurim.
To hold that even on the Daraisa, the Rabbana were made kosher.
He holds by Eidus Isha, they were willing to accept the Rosh and the Daraisa. And Rabbi Menashe holds, no, but by, they say, Pagin and Demura. Each one learns that the Rabbana disagree with the other statement. But Menashe learns that Rabbanan disagree with the statement about Kalkinon. They hold like a Rava, and Rav Yosef holds they disagree with Rav Menashe's statement. Each one puts the machloikas in the other one's statement. What time is Shachris today? Everybody should have a wonderful day, and I'll give you a chaydash.